Please, Valve, help my friend George tonight.
He never asks for any website donations, Lord. Keeps it running all by himself.
George needs your guidance. Valve, help him, please.
You've got mail.
Oh, Joseph! Joseph!
Yes, Gabe Newell? Master of all things Half-Life?
We've been getting a lot of emails tonight about one of our members. Do you know George?
George? Sure, he's that longtime Counter-Strike clan member. Been playing Half-Life games since, I'd say about 1998.
That's correct. But now he needs our help. And that is why I have sent for one of our low-level moderators from the forums. Clarence, are you here?
I'm here, Mr. Newell. What is your bidding? How may I assist George?
At exactly 10:45 Eastern Time, he's going to be seriously thinking about throwing away my greatest gift.
Oh, dear, dear, his Steam account. Then I've only a few hours to stop him.
Now, there, wait just a second, Clarence. You can't keep a man from shutting down his website without first knowing something about him. Let's take a look at his life, shall we?
Oh, very well. Well, who's that? And why does he have a black eye?
That's George's little brother. And here comes George now.
Hey, what happened to you?
The guy that school beat me up for playing with dolls.
Why'd you play with dolls?
I was practice operating on it because I want to be a doctor.
Now, all right. Let me show you how to kick their ass at Doom for revenge.
So you see, that's how George's brother became a video game addict. And here's what happened several years later.
Say, George, why don't you play Half-Life with my little sister? She's been bugging me about it all day.
Well, I don't know. I mean, play Half-Life with a girl?
Oh, come on, George. Give her the thrill of her life.
But I was supposed to defrag my hard drive today.
Hello, George.
I guess you're kind of cute. Okay, I'll show you how to play Half-Life.
So that's how he met his wife. Well, what happened next?
You mean, did they do it?
And now, by the power vested in me by this website, I now pronounce you a virtual man and a wife. You may emoticon the bride.
Hurry, George, we'll be late for our web honeymoon.
All right, just let me check the forums real quick and make sure we don't have any matches coming up.
George, there's a bunch of venture capitalists rushing into our office.
The dot-com bubble has burst. My website, dancingbaby.com, which provides the very useful service of displaying a dancing baby, has crashed.
Indeed, my video piracy site is gone too. No one can download any ROMs.
How'd all this happen then? Oh, no, it's Mr. Gates.
I'll offer 25 cents on the dollar for all of your websites.
Say, that's a pretty good deal.
Now, you don't want that. You remember you had dial-up MSN, how crappy that was? Took you a whole year to download one movie, and if it was crap, you were stuck with it.
But I need to keep my website afloat, as it were.
Well, will you take a GeoCities site? It's small, but it'll get you through.
Only 25 megs storage? Very well. That's better than nothing.
Okay, who's next? Oh, I almost forgot. Mary, I'm real sorry about our honeymoon.
That's okay, George. This is what you do. Go do it.
Wow, that George is a real swell guy. But I guess this means he never gets a brand new website?
No, unfortunately he doesn't. But he sure helped a lot of inessential ones limp along for a couple more years.
I've got a surprise for you, George. Type in this URL.
This address? Well, no website's been here for years. Wait a minute. Wow! Did you do this, Mary?
It's all ours, George. Our very own Counter-Strike server.
But hey, there's nobody else in here.
Yes, George. We've got it all to ourselves.
Whoa!
And that brings us up to today.
What happened today?
Just listen carefully and you'll hear.
Say, I got an email from our web server. Apparently they didn't get our money. You did send it, right?
I'm sorry, George. Target, they had Wii Fit in stock. I couldn't resist buying one, but I was exactly $50 short.
You damn fool! You'll never even play the thing!
I know!
You're paying Nintendo to stand on your own floor!
I'm sorry!
You know what this means, don't you? It means 404 errors, and pages that won't load. Well, I'm not answering the pissed off user emails, I tell you. I gotta find the money someplace. I need a loan, Mr. Gates. Only $50. Just enough to float me for the month.
Oh, sure. I could give you the money. But what happens next month when you run out again? Soon I'll be paying for a whole gaggle of deadbeat losers to sit around in their parents' basement shooting virtual bullets at each other!
Now wait a minute. Some of those people have part-time jobs.
Your site is popular, but you can't pay the bills. You have no ad income, but your domain name is quite valuable.
Ha ha ha! Your site is worth more dead than alive!
Say, now that's an idea. I'll have to sell the domain name.
Good riddance!
Hey guys, what's going on? Oh, where's Zuzu?
George, we need to buy more bandwidth. The site can't keep up.
Yeah, but if we put in ads to pay for it, the users will complain.
We may have to, dear.
I don't even know why we still have this drafty old website. Why isn't Zuzu playing in the scrim tonight? Why do we have to have all these members?
I got a text from her. She's having problems with her ISP.
Oh, really? Is she now? Well, I'll just see about that. Hello? Is this Zuzu's ISP? Yeah, it's George. Now listen, I know Zuzu may not have the best computer. She can't afford a 9800 card, but that's no reason to cut off her internet.
George, what are you doing?
I gotta get out of here. Tell the team I'm not playing tonight. I probably won't play ever again.
Mary, what's wrong with George? Should we send emails of help for him?
Yes, Timmy. Email very hard.
My website's worth more offline than on. It's time to sell.
You don't want to do that, George.
Who are you? How do you know my name?
I know all about you, George. I'm a web administrator at Valve.
Valve, huh? Makers of Half-Life? That's how I got into this mess. I'm broke. The website's gonna shut down. I've ruined everything.
Now, don't say such things, George. Your team loves you.
Team's better off without me. Sometimes, or I don't know, sometimes I wish I'd never played Half-Life.
What do you think, Gabe?
Yes, that might work. That'll do nicely.
Very well, you've never played Half-Life.
What just happened there? I feel funny.
Your wish has been granted. You've been given the chance to see the world without you playing Half-Life in it.
What the heck? I have feeling again in my right index finger.
Of course you do. You've never clicked a mouse 70 million times now.
Say, where'd my love handles go?
You don't have any, George. You went for walks, got a gym membership.
I need a drink. Come on, Clarence. I think there was an internet cafe down the street. Hey there, boys. Well, what can I get you to drink? Say, Clarence, this is Mario. He hosted my virtual wedding. I've never seen you before in my life, mister. Stop being screwy, Mario. I set up your internet marriage homepage, remember? Marriage page? I run the Nigerian email scams.
Oh, dear, those are illegal.
All right, that's it. Out to you go! Hey, what's happening here, Clarence?
Your website influenced others, George, incredible as that may seem. Without your guidance, Mario succumbed to the sexy allure of internet sin.
Well, what about my brother?
He never played a game in his life and ended up a doctor making only six figures.
No, that can't be! My team won the championship! My brother led them to victory!
Every person on that team got pwned because you never got your brother into gaming.
This is nuts! I'm going to check out our website. Maybe I can figure out what's going on with the forums. Well, this is the right IP address, but all I see are porno ads. Where's our site?
It's not there. You never started it.
Then that means, oh no, I better email Mary. Invalid address? What's going on? Where's Mary? I want to IM Mary.
She never met you online, George. Things have turned out differently.
What's her email address, you funny little angel?
You're not going to like it.
Where is she?
She's a webcam whore, George.
No! I gotta find her site.
Hello, $5 for the first minute, $3 each additional minute.
Mary, don't you recognize me? It's George. We're in the same Counter-Strike clan.
I've never seen you before in my life. I'm calling the cops.
Oh my God, you're wearing glasses.
Right after I do some heroin.
I gotta get out of here. Clarence, close the Firefox window. Close it!
You see, George, you really did have a wonderful Half-Life.
I want to go back. I want to play Half-Life again. I want to play Half-Life again. What the? It's X-Fire. Somebody knows me on X-Fire!
George, it's Timmy. WTF happened to you? The whole team's here. Why are you AFK?
I'm going to log in right now. Here I come. Merry Christmas, eBay! Merry Christmas, Facebook! Merry Christmas, annoying pop-up ad! Hey! Merry Christmas, Mr. Gates!
Merry Christmas to you, too. Offline! George, I've got a paper here.
I bet it's a notice telling me our website is down. Hurrah! Where's Mary?
They're logging in, George. Just wait. They're logging in.
Who's logging in? Wait a minute. I've got an email from PayPal. What? $5? We've got $5, Mary!
We put the word out on IRC that old George was in trouble and the donations have been pouring in.
Usually I'm against paying for things, but here's $1. Merry Christmas!
Here's one for 10. Another for 3. LOL!
Well, I guess we can let you keep your website up after all, George.
Oh, this is wonderful! Thank you, Half-Life!
Remember, George, no man is a failure who has online friends,
Who was that, dear?
Ah, some asshole from a website. Come on, honey, let's frag some noobs.
Ho, 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 and welcome back to the BenHeck.com podcast, episode 54, Christmas edition. I am your host, Ben Heckendorn.
And I am Ebenezer Scrooge.
So how many lumps of coal did you give Bob Cratchit today, Ebenezer?
2. Both for me.
That's terrible.
I gave him the honor of, you know, putting them in the pot and lighting the fire, but I guess I do that every day of the year. So
did you
really
lean out the window and say, "Boy, what day is it?"
No, not yet. I think I'm going to do that in a couple of days.
What always kind of bothered me about A Christmas Carol is that what places open on Christmas to go buy a big fat goose? I mean, especially back in, you know, the Victorian era.
Yeah, back in those days, I don't know. Nowadays, there's places that are open, but...
Like where?
Isn't
Woodman's?
Even Walmart open on Christmas?
I don't think so.
I thought they were open pretty much every day of the freaking year now.
I don't think they're open on Christmas.
Well, it's hard to say.
Well,
I guess he had to know somebody.
Well, he was Scrooge because he had a lot of money.
Yes.
All right, anyway, today's topics is we're going to just kind of discuss year in review, what video games and hardware we thought was cool, for lack of an outline, because we just haven't had time.
Yes. And I am medicated, so that's why I may sound strange. Or maybe I sound normal.
What would Tom Cruise say about that?
He would say it's fine, because we're not medicating children in this case to, you know, deal with ADD and crap like that, or dyslexia.
Are you medicating a Valkyrie?
I'm not medicating a Valkyrie, but I'm going to go to Valkyrie. And all of you should, too. Screw Benjamin Button and that Marley and Me dog thing. Go watch Tom try to kill Hitler and fail. It'll be fun.
I'm Tom Cruise, and this is my German accent.
I don't have one.
Well, you know, if Alec Baldwin could allegedly be Chinese in The Shadow.
Well, and I figure, you know, look at Kevin Costner. He tried to do an English accent in Robin Hood, and he got, you know, eviscerated for it. So Tom was probably like, you know what? I can't really do a German accent, so why even, you know, crap out like a butchered version of it. I'll just be me, because people want to see me anyways. Because I'm Tom.
Wow, you're just kind of speaking for Tom Cruise there.
He's awesome. Unfairly maligned celebrity. Like in Ben's poll on his site.
Well, Britney Spears is pulling up. I mean, she hasn't beat him yet, but she's...
I have to say I'd agree, though, that both of them are pretty unfairly ravaged by the media. There's other people that are, I think, much more deserving of getting their lives
like
put
Brad
under the
Pitt.
Microscope. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember on the television the other day, Brad Pitt.
Oh, Jesus.
At McDonald's, like, it said, Brad Pitt rebuilds New Orleans.
Yes, apparently he's doing it all by himself. Never mind all these volunteers that go down there on their own dime and, what a putz.
Yeah, at least you don't see Tom Cruise claiming to do that, or claiming to invent the internet, or
that's right.
Anything else some people have said over the years. That's ridiculous.
Yep. Tom just is Tom.
All right.
He doesn't tell you who to vote for or any of that shit.
That's
awesome.
True. Yeah.
He just makes cool movies. And interesting ones, generally, so...
I agree. Him and Britney Spears are both Shadapon.
Yes.
Oh, well, Miley Cyrus will get there someday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, let's see. Gaming news? I know you were up in arms about that New York transaction tax or whatever it was.
Oh, God, yeah, that thing. Yeah, there. What was it, the governor of New York? Apparently, New York, of course, being another socialist haven, has been bleeding money for their budget, and they're, like, way in the hole, much like California. And they're blaming a lot of it on the whole Wall Street downturn and all these financial companies, you know, going belly up or having to be bailed out, and so they're not getting all this tax money. So their bright idea was to put forth a bill that would tax all sorts of different stuff, and one of the things in there was, like, downloadable content for video game consoles and whatnot, and I imagine probably, you know, PC gaming would be affected by this too. Not quite sure. I suppose there's ways they can do it, but it was, they wanted to do that. They wanted to tax, like, movie tickets were another thing in there. It was, you know, basically all these different forms of entertainment. They just decided, hey, we're going to tax all this crap. Not quite sure what came of it, if it's actually been, like, enacted or whatever, but this was kind of their plan for next year to take care of their, like, $15 billion budget shortfall.
I think that'll happen all over. I mean, it's so stupid when they say, you know, we're not going to raise taxes or whatever, and then they just, but they raise the cost of all the other services.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The big popular one is, you know, vehicle registration.
Yeah.
You know, Wisconsin just, I don't know if it was last year, it was not too long
ago.
Yeah,
it went
up 20 bucks.
Jumped 20
bucks a year.
And it's probably going to go up again next year. Ugh. Well, I think alcohol was in that list for New York as well, that they wanted to put a tax on that too.
Well, they tax, like, superfluous coffee shops.
That'd be nice. Yeah. Yeah, you want to go and get your $4 mochaccino, you can pay an extra 50 cents tax or something stupid.
Well, I'm, you know,
I mean, that's where it's all going.
Big, games being big recession-proof business, of course, I'm sure the government's going to want their dirty little paws in it.
Well, in the movie industry, too, you know, so.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's like we've been saying for quite a while, you know. It's like you let them stick their hooks in one spot, and eventually they're going to keep digging until they do hit something that you care about.
That's, yeah, I know. I mean, I certainly agree with that.
But anyway, any other video game shit going on?
Well, they finally have some country songs for Rock Band.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to download them for the New Year's party.
Nice.
I don't care how much they cost, within reason.
That Dixie Chicks song was kind of cool. Sin Wagon.
Oh, yes.
It looked really hard on guitar, also, from the video I watched.
I don't know if I've mentioned it on this podcast before, but I know maybe it was a Sonic Boom podcast. People are like, oh, but country music is not rock music.
What?
That's what I've heard. That's been people's response to it. It's like, you know what? Neither is Beastie Boys.
Shit, no. Or Blitzkrieg Bop.
Yeah,
or...
no, that's not rock music either. I mean, at least something like country is something that people are going to want.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
You know, unlike that dumb Lips commercial.
Oh, God, that thing.
I was so jealous. I'm like, you gotta see this Lips commercial. Because it's Lips is this exclusive Xbox 360, I don't know, karaoke game or something.
Yeah, it's like their answer to SingStar, basically.
Right, but then they have the in the advertisement for it, there's like all these like young yuppie 20-somethings, and it looks like everyone in the room owns a Mac.
Yeah.
And then apparently they're playing an Xbox game system. It's like, come the fuck on.
Oh, and they're like passing the mic around and stuff too. You know? It's just like, give me a freaking break. They're all dressed like freaking yuppies.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, come on.
It's like, that was
who
dumb.
Are you selling this to? I don't know.
Oh, then you could like pick up the controller and like push buttons on it to like make a tambourine. So the people in the commercial, like moving the controller around, like it's motion controlled or some bullshit, and
oh.
That commercial sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Ugh.
Oh, I saw a thing too where it was the PS3's sales actually went down last month.
Uh oh.
Like year on year compared to
hot year on year
November of last year, whereas the Wii and 360 sales both exceeded last year's sales.
Did you notice once the Xbox went to $199, the Wii shortage magically ended?
Yeah, I noticed that.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, all of a sudden, boom, it can sell 2 million units last month.
Probably has something to do with Hillary Clinton.
Well, I'm sure it's Barack Obama's fault.
Oh, that's right. Everything's his fault now since he's the president.
Because everything was Bush's fault the last 8 years. So
yeah, Bush is going to like leave the White House. He's going to be like, have fun!
He'll hop on the chopper and get the hell out of there.
He'll be like, Mr. Bush, get to that chopper. Well, Arnold will pick him up.
Well, of course.
You know, because they're both Republicans. And he'll be like, get to the chopper.
Like, AW, get to the chopper.
I will get you back to Texas. Shit. Shit!
Yes.
I'm sure everyone's thinking, wow, that's the 20,000th podcast in a row of 54 podcasts.
Where they said, get to the chopper.
They've done Arnold Schwarzenegger impressions. Yeah. Well, I've noticed in my various searches for buying Jasper consoles, you know, you say, like, I need an intervention for that.
But, yes, you do. Ben buys way too many 360s.
What? I'll use them. Why not? Well, if I'm at Walmart, I'm like, oh, look, a Jasper console. I might as well buy it.
A Jasper console that I probably won't need for like a month or two.
But I'll still need it.
But you could have waited.
How many boxes of Rice-A-Roni or whatever do you have? I bet you have like 50.
No, I have 3.
Okay, well, that's more than you eat today, so now what?
Yeah, but boxes of Pasta-Roni cost like $1.50.
I don't think it's that ridiculous. I'm still going to do three more laptops for THQ. It's not that stupid.
Intervention.
Lame.
It's like this one guy two weeks ago that was like updating his Facebook profile from his iPod like every 10 minutes at this party I was at. I was like, you need an intervention. And everybody laughed. So it was kind of scary. But, yeah.
Well, the Facebook app is really cool.
That's what I hear.
Anyway, the new Jasper units are only in arcades as much of, you know, so far that I've seen. Anyway, it seems like the arcades are moving, you know, because we're seeing new consoles come in. So, yeah, it seems like the arcades are actually moving these days.
Or selling. Well, yeah, they actually throw an extra game in with it now beyond just the arcade games that they threw in with
it,
right?
It's like Sonic's Amazing Tennis Adventure or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing incredible, but still, I guess it's nice to see, you know, it getting packaged with games and all that. And
what
like
about Kung Fu Panda and Indiana Jones?
Yeah, because the 60 gig comes with those. Yeah, Indiana Jones is cool. I don't know about Kung Fu Panda, but
it's kind of like 51st Dates. I mean, it's a good movie and all, but you wouldn't pay $30 for it on Blu-ray.
That's right. Now, Mamma Mia, on the other hand, I paid $26 for that on Blu-ray.
Wait, now, you sure you don't want me to edit that out? You know that you're proud about buying Mamma Mia on
Blu-ray? No, I am proud of buying Mamma Mia. I'm proud of seeing it in the theater.
Okay.
It's an awesome movie.
Yeah, I don't know if I really need to see it again, but...
My God, you're ABBA man.
Well, I know, but
what's
the thing
wrong with you?
I've been a lifelong ABBA fan, so I guess, you know... My ABBA quota is filled.
Ah, I see.
I mean, it was kind of fun watching that movie and just figuring out how they're going to shoehorn in all the ABBA songs.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, well, they got to have this song, and of course Dancing Queen, and, you know.
And Money, Money, Money.
Yep.
Now they're going to make a sequel, it sounds like, or at least they're talking about it, which isn't surprising considering how much money it made.
I like Super Trooper. That's one of my favorite ABBA songs. You bought The Dark Knight on Blu-ray.
Oh, yes.
With the make-your-own commentary thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's something we could talk about briefly. Blu-ray Live, which apparently is supposed to be cool.
Oh, yeah.
And don't forget, Home came out, too.
Oh, yes, that's right. Home, I have no home.
Hunted.
Despised.
I tried getting the Blu-ray Live on WALL-E fired up, and it's pretty worthless. It takes forever, and then it's worthless.
Yeah. The thing that's goofy with that Blu-ray Live thing is that each studio, it looks like, has their own logon and everything for it. It's not like there's a centralized Blu-ray Live place you log into, and then it, you know, branches off into Warner Brothers or Universal or Disney or whatever. Because, like, Dark Knight is Warner Brothers, so I signed up for that. And then Ben got Wally out, and he was going to sign up for it, and it's like, oh, okay, it's a completely different sign-up process. And then I haven't tried the Mamma Mia one yet, but that's Universal, so I'm sure that's going to be a different process as well. But on The Dark Knight, they did have kind of a neat feature. I mean, it's, of course, an uber-geeky feature, but what the hell most of this stuff is when you get to this level anyways. But you can actually record your own video commentary for the movie. So basically the way it works is you have like a computer that's got a webcam and all that good crap with it. You put your Blu-ray into your PS3 or whatever. Click, yeah, I want to sign up for Blu-ray Live. Then you put in your information. And then it kind of associates the fact that you actually have the Dark Knight Blu-ray with your profile. Then you can go out on your computer, click this link that you got emailed, and then it takes you right into this thing where you can start recording your commentary track. And then you just...
Well, the movie plays in a window
on the
computer.
Yeah, the movie will play in a window on the computer, so you don't even need to have the Blu-ray. So you don't have to have, like, a Blu-ray player in your computer, basically, to be able to do this.
Or a webcam hooked up to your Blu-ray player.
Yeah. So it's kind of a neat idea.
Would you say, though, it seems to take the long way around the barn at any given point?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not something that anybody but, you know, truly geeky people are going to put the effort into doing.
Speaking of that, we should do a commentary for Dark Knight.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
Just make fun of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's a good movie, but, yeah.
But, I mean, hey, you got no reservations about shooting the driver.
Because apparently Aaron Eckhart is indestructible.
Yes. Although he does put his seatbelt on, but still... It's a little ridiculous, nonetheless. But yeah.
It certainly doesn't seem like something that the average, Disney DVD mom would have any use for.
No.
Even though I've seen quite a few ads on television where Disney, like, pimps up Blu-ray Live.
Yeah.
Features their discs. It's like, who's going to sit there and figure all this shit out?
And most people, unless they have a PS3, probably aren't going to have an internet-enabled Blu-ray player anyways. So,
or even bother hooking it up, even if it has that.
Yeah, so I don't know.
It's like, oh, you can watch movies with people that aren't there. So it's like, okay. Like, for instance, in the Disney commercial. So you've got this family, and they're watching Wall-E, and then their daughter's away at college, and apparently she, A, has a Blu-ray player in her dorm at college, and B, has signed up through all the rigmarole, and then is watching the movies at the same time you are, and performing voice chat over her computer or something. It's like, what is the point?
Yeah.
If you want to talk to somebody, call them.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, Xbox Live has that thing where you can, like, watch two people, like, can remotely watch the same movie and chat over it.
Yeah.
Again, they already did it.
Yeah.
And I know it works 10 times better because it's on the Xbox.
Yeah. Well, it's all integrated into one place.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, there's a lot of games on the PlayStation. I know, like, Metal Gear Solid Online has it where not only do you have your PlayStation ID or whatever, but you have to sign up for, like, Konami's thing, too.
Yeah.
WTF?
Yeah, because, like, Dave, I asked him how the online was. I remember when he got that, and he was playing it, and he's like, oh, I went to try it, and it had this whole thing where I had to sign up, and he was talking about that he thought it even looked like he had to pay, but you probably don't have to pay, but he was just like, screw it, I'm not bothering with that.
It's kind of like if you go to the store and you're like, yes, do you have any lag bolts? No, but we can order some. That's like an instant turnoff.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck it, I'll go to Menards or whatever.
Yeah. So it's like, again, you know, a free service, and, you know, look what happens.
Speaking of that, let's segue that into PlayStation Home, which I played for like 10 minutes.
You can actually play it?
Yeah, it's on the PlayStation.
Well, I mean, it's something you can play.
Well, you know what it's like? It's very much...
Is it like Second Life or whatever?
Well, I've never tried Second Life, but it reminded me of in Wall-E when everyone's on that ship and there's all the billboards and whatnot. You'll feel very much like that if you try it.
Oh, okay. There's just like ads everywhere and
well, not really
everywhere.
There's a mall and you can go into all these stores and you can buy, as in literally buy clothes.
Oh, God.
I mean, I guess they've got, again, it's a free service. And that's how they make their money.
Yeah. It's
But there's quite a few people on it. I mean, I'd heard that it was not very well populated, but there's quite a few people on it when I saw it. But it's kind of cool. You can walk around in this mall, and there'll be like a big billboard on the wall, and it'll actually be running video and with like live people, and it's kind of neat. I mean, I didn't play it that long, and I think if you had like a keyboard hooked up, so you could text to people, that'd probably be more useful.
Yeah. I heard they like disabled the voice chat in it.
I think it's back though.
Oh, is it? Because I imagine I don't know how it works in that game. If only people that are within a certain proximity of you can like hear you or how.
Yeah, I think that's how
that.
It works.
But I suppose they could run into a lot of the issues with, children and whatnot. And
protect the children!
All that crap.
Hey, you ever notice, like, on the television shows or the cop shows or whatever, they're always talking about, we gotta get these drugs off the street because they're selling it to our kids.
Yeah.
Don't you think, by and large, most drugs are bought by adults who have money?
I would think so.
It's kind of. It's the same thing as video games. More adults play video games than kids.
Yeah.
But we got to protect the children. That's a little off topic. But, and then there was like this theater you could go into in the home. And you can go in and you can sit down or you can just kind of stand there. And then I think like a trailer for Resident Evil 5 or something was on the theater. And that's about all. And you can dance and you can do moves and stuff. And
can't you go to, like, a bowling alley and crap like that
I
or something?
I didn't see that. I saw chessboards laying about.
Oh, like, and it's at the beach or something, and you can just sit down at one and...
Kind of. I think they were just kind of at the mall, and you could actually see people sitting there playing it. It has, like, a character creator. It's got a lot of features, but it's really counterintuitive. I really couldn't figure it out.
Okay.
It wasn't awesome, like, the Fallout 3 / Oblivion character creator. So I don't know. I'd like to try it again. And
well, it's just a beta right now, so. But it was supposed to come out, what, like a year ago originally or something?
It was supposed to come out before the PlayStation 3. Well, it's been quite a while, yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's interesting. I really don't. I mean, I guess if you're, like, bored and you just want to wander around in some world, you can't shoot anything or. you can't jump. Yeah, so. Maybe it has potential, I don't know.
Yeah, well, see what they do with it, I guess.
It's like in Second Life, when I've heard, like, actual businesses will buy real estate in Second Life and use it for advertising.
Yeah.
And people, like...
there's people that actually, like, make money playing Second Life.
There's people that that's their job.
Yeah. It's like,
but I think in Second Life you can create things too. It's all user created or whatever.
Okay.
So. All right. Well. Anything else in gaming?
That's probably the extent of it. There's probably some other shit that happened, but who knows?
All right. So shall we talk about our games of the year?
Sure.
All right, so this is the year 2008, so this is the last podcast of the year.
Oh, yeah.
I know, the year's going by quickly.
Good.
So, games we like this year?
Yeah, I was trying to figure this out, because...
I know what mine is.
I haven't been playing very many, but I would probably have to go with Rock Band 2. Because it is awesome, and they basically fixed just about everything that was wrong with the first one. And they made it so you could, bring over the music from the first game, and you could play online, or you could play online World Tour, and you could also play World Tour solo, where the first game, you were basically hosed if you were a one-man band, unless you could sing and play guitar or whatever at the same time. I don't know. Then they've really gotten going with the DLC lately, where it's, like, rare if they only have a week where there's three songs. It's, like, usually, like, six or more, it seems like. Which is pretty cool, so...
What about Gears of War 2?
That was pretty cool. I thought it was a step up from the first one. I liked that not the streets.
there it is!
I liked that the battles were more epic and scale and things like that, and the story seemed a bit more interesting this time, I guess, and like that horde mode, I haven't played it a lot, but it was kind of an interesting team-based way to play multiplayer. What else? Yeah, because I...
What about Guitar Hero 4, the world tour?
No.
Did you beat it?
No, I think I'm like 50% of the way through it. It's okay, but it's definitely no Rock Band. I mean, basically, once you get through all the songs, it's probably like, why even play it again? I don't know.
I really haven't had the urge to play Rock Band since we played the Ultimate Setlist 2. Endless setlist. I'm sure we will on the New Year's party.
Oh, sure. I really haven't played it much either. I played it for like 20 minutes tonight, and that was the first I'd played it in probably a couple of weeks or something. But, yeah, I don't know, because, like, I didn't play, like, Fallout 3, which is probably your pick. I didn't really play much. I got out of the vault, and that was it, and I haven't felt compelled to go back. And Grand Theft Auto 4, I played it for, like, a couple hours and never went back to it, and those are, like, the two really big games of the year. Dead Space, I didn't finish yet either. But
oh, you didn't finish Dead Space?
No, but that game's pretty cool.
Dead Space, I would say, is definitely the biggest, I don't know, I wouldn't say surprise, but it's kind of like the Forrest Gump of games. It just kind of came from nowhere, and it was really good.
Yeah. I think I'm about halfway through that. But yeah, that game was cool. Seems like there was something else from earlier in the year that I enjoyed, but... Oh, Lego Indiana Jones was cool, but...
What about Lego Batman?
That one is okay. Wasn't quite as interesting, because it doesn't, like, follow movies, per se. It's just kind of, like, new adventures based around the Batman characters.
Based around the Batman!
Yes. So, yeah, I don't know. It's I'm sure I'm probably forgetting something, but wasn't a really big year for gaming for me compared to, like, last year when you had stuff like BioShock and whatnot out there, so... So what say you?
Fallout 3, Game of the Year.
What a shock. What else can be said?
Well, I haven't played it in a couple of weeks because I really... There's nothing left I can... I mean, I've gotten all the achievements I can get without starting over, so, you know, I'm not going to...
But if it's that awesome, you should want to play it again.
Well, I've been busy doing things like this podcast and other stuff, but... The reason I like it so much, it's Oblivion with guns, but it's fixed, you know, some of the quirks of Oblivion, kind of like what you mentioned with Rock Band. And I know it doesn't have this magical fantasy land with swords, you know, which is cool about Oblivion, it's kind of like this bleak future, but once you get into it, it's, you know, it's Oblivion with guns.
Yeah.
And one thing I like about it is it's kind of set in a world where it has a chance to be funny as well, or, you know... social commentary and whatnot, and the radio stations. It almost kind of reminded me of Grand Theft Auto in a way. I don't know why, because, you know, there aren't any vehicles in it. It's like the radio stations and whatnot. And
yeah, I noticed it had some fun. Like, I'd heard it a few times when you were playing, and, like, Malcolm McDowell would be babbling across the radio or something, and there'd be something funny, you know, every now and then.
Right.
So, yeah, which, like, Oblivion didn't really have any of that.
Yeah, it took me a while to get kind of into it. Because you got to get used to, like, the VATS targeting system. Because it was something I thought, because I do not like RPGs at all, where you sit there and, like, move a cursor over which giant ants you want to kill.
Oh, yeah.
But this game, I think maybe the reason they put it in this game was because the big open world, the gunfire might not have been terribly accurate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this was, like, maybe a way to mask it. But, you know, I mean, once I got used to it, I had no problem with it. And it's just fun. And you can actually, like, repair your weapons with enemies around, and the little things that are annoying in Oblivion are fixed.
Nice.
Yeah, I think, oh god, what's it? I have around 50 hours on my code. It was like about 20 hours to beat it, then I played it for 30 more hours, like getting all the achievements and finding all the other stuff, so.
Nice.
I mean, I guess, as far as I'm concerned, like, how much you play a game, I really don't see what's a better barometer of what you think a great game is for the year. And maybe I've played Rock Band more than that all over the year, but you know, for my money, I'd say, Fallout 3.
Yeah, that was kind of why I went with Rock Band 2, because it's like, I've played it way more than anything else, and nothing else has really held my attention. I did think of one other one, was a Civilization Revolution.
Oh.
I played that one quite a bit, and I'm a big Civilization fan from the PC days and whatnot, and I think they did a really good job of bringing over a strategy game to a console. Like, they've tried it with, like, RTS games like Battle for Middle-earth 2 and Command and Conquer, and those have been okay, but I don't know, they've just kind of been a little bit lacking. Where, like, this one, it's kind of a stripped-down version of the Civ games from the PC. You can play through a whole game in, like, 3 hours instead of having to play for, like, 15 hours on the PC. And I don't know, it's just a lot of fun. It's, you know, you still got to put some thought into it and all that, but it isn't quite as overwhelming as, like, the full-blown games can be. And I don't know, I've played it quite a bit. It's a lot of fun.
Do the controls work well?
Yeah, they did a really good job of, like, mapping stuff to the controller. Like, it's been a little while since I've played it, but I know it's, like, really easy to cycle through your cities and bring up the menu and then go to, like, build screens and stuff like that, and, like, grouping troops together and things. It's, like, they do a lot of stuff where, like, if you hold down a trigger, it gives you some different menu options and stuff like that, and then you know, click green button or whatever on. So, yeah, I thought that stuff, it was obvious they really put a lot of effort in. Like, they didn't just port a PC RTS game over to the console. They made a strategy game specifically for the console. And I think that really showed. So, that was one of those that didn't hear a lot about, but I thought it was a really good game, and I've definitely gotten my mileage out of it, so. Any others for you that you liked? What about, like, Metal Gear Solid 4?
Metal Gear Solid 4 was a good game.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's literally half cut scenes, and then, you know, I don't need to play it again. Of course, there was Grand Theft Auto 4. I played through it and beat it. But I don't know. I guess I would just have to say, since Vice City, I've liked each installment successively less.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's kind of the consensus, but actually, we should talk about games that we wish we'd played, because we could mention Saints Row 2, because Saints Row 2 is kind of like more of a spiritual successor to Vice City than the successors of Vice City have been.
Yeah, from, like, videos I've seen of that game and stuff, it looks like they're just more about having fun, running around, doing crazy shit, where, like, Grand Theft Auto 4, they tried to make it more of, like, a prestigious, like, Godfather-type epic game or something, you know? And they may have succeeded, but at the same time, I think they took some of the, you know, joy out of what Grand Theft Auto is. I mean, I'm saying this having only played it for a couple hours, but, you know, just, I mean, I watched you play it a bit, and I just, I don't know, Vice City hooked me, I played through it, I loved it. San Andreas, I didn't really care about. This one, I didn't really care about either after playing both of them. You know,
yeah, I don't know what it was about Vice City, but I could, even after I beat it, I could just play that game just whenever, and it was just fun just to run around destroying stuff, and it's just not as much fun in the newer games. And like in San Andreas, the cops were too difficult, and this one, the cops aren't difficult, but, like, the driving, they made, like, I don't know if it was way too realistic or what, but it's a lot harder to drive in the latest one. And
okay.
It certainly sold well enough.
Yeah, I mean, they did some amazing stuff in the game, you know, with, like, traffic patterns and things.
Oh, yeah,
like,
it's an amazing game.
Stuff like that. I mean, it's very detailed.
I think the thing about it, maybe, is you're playing this video game, and then you're driving around, and then, like, the people in the game are constantly calling you, telling you they have to go, like, play, do bowling or whatever with them, and it's like, that's not really fun.
It's like work, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it could be, yeah. Because that's like, you got your stupid cousin or whatever the heck his name is that's always calling you.
Oh, that guy sucks.
That dude annoyed me, and I only played it for like 2 hours. And
well, the you know, Vice City, the controls weren't as good. I mean, technically, it wasn't nearly as good as you know, Grand Theft Auto 4, but it was fun.
Yeah, well, I think the story was more kind of over the top. You know, it wasn't as like down and gritty like the new one is. I mean, there's similarities to the stories, but I don't know. You know, Vice City was set in the 80s. Everything was kind of excessive anyways, and I don't know. It just kind of was livelier, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I guess my point, yeah, you can only take, you know, like when they're talking about like making these superhero movies more realistic and down to earth, or same thing with video games. I mean, if a guy's dressed in a bat suit, you can only take it so seriously.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if it's a video game where you're running over hookers, you can only take it so seriously. I can't remember if there were hookers in the new one. Then I tried the online, too. The online was interesting, but it wasn't really enough to hook me. But so I guess I'd say Grand Theft Auto 4 would be like the, you know, the, I know it's already, you know, won, like, Game of the Year awards, but for me, I'd say that was, like, the Game of the Year wannabe that wasn't quite for me, because,
yeah.
I mean, I might have put, like, 25 hours into it, and again, you know, Fallout 3, I just could not stop playing it.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I just love it, like, in it, sometimes when you're wandering around, like, you don't, if you don't have your Pip-Boy radio running, they'll have, like, the kind of the ambient music in the background, kind of like Oblivion did. But it's almost like a Western, you know, but like, and it's, you know, it is like a Western. I mean, you know, you're just running around, and some people are good, some people are bad, you might have to shoot your way out of a fight.
Yeah.
And
like,
it's awesome.
Shanty towns and stuff.
And yeah, and it's cool to, like, you know, see, like, the meticulously detailed, destroyed Washington, D.C., and,
Yeah, it was funny, like, that one night where you're trying to find the White House or something like that, and so we were just, you know, well, let's look on Google or whatever, you know, and looking to see how you had to get there, and it was like you couldn't get to it or something like that, but like in the game. But it was funny because you could be like, well, yeah, just go down to, like, where the Lincoln Memorial is and then go over here or whatever, and you could actually, you know, follow.
I think you have to use a subway to get to it, and it's... That's where they dropped the bomb.
Yeah.
So it's the White House crater in the game. I don't think I've actually seen it. But, yeah, it's a great game. So that would be my pick, so.
Nice. Yeah, otherwise, yeah, not too much else, but, yeah. I mean, there were some pretty decent games, but again, they brought everything out, you know, all at once. Like, at the end of the year. Like, there's games like Left 4 Dead, where if it would have come out, like, back in the summer, I might have actually played it, but I haven't played it yet.
It's kind of like the movies coming out on Christmas. There's, like, 5 big movies coming out in one day. You've got Benjamin Button, The Spirit, Marley and Me, Valkyrie, and Bedtime Stories. Is that 5?
Yeah, that's the 5.
Yeah. And, like, every one of those movies has, like, a big movie star in it, and they're all trying to come out the same day. It's like, only one or two is going to be okay. And it's the same thing with video games. They cram all the games, like, into October, November, and mostly even October and November. Like, it seems like December, like, they've already blown their wad. And then they wonder why some can't perform, even though they should. And it's like...
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it was, like, in early November, it was, like, what, like, Gears 2, Call of Duty 5, Guitar Hero, Far Cry 2, there were probably some others floating around in there. Well, I'm sure there were. Well, Left 4 Dead, I think that was around when that came out.
That's supposed to be a good game.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. But it's like, you know, they all come out, like, at the same time. It's like, you know, spread them out. Maybe everybody gets some money then. But...
No, I agree. They need to space them a little bit better and... I mean, even though, you know, they're from different studios, obviously they know what the other studios are doing, so... Like, Hollywood usually does that. It's like, oh, look, a Harry Potter movie's coming out. We're not going to open anything anywhere near it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, oh, shit, we'll push this movie back 2 weeks, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, like, you know, Twilight made a lot of money, but, you know, it wasn't Harry Potter money. And
no.
November kind of had that big hole from Harry Potter vacating. So, like, why not move up, like, Bedtime Stories?
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
Would have made too much sense.
Yeah, I got that new DS Castlevania game, but I haven't been able to get into that. So that'll be the game that's supposed to be good that I haven't been able to get into for this year.
Nice.
Okay, how about games we wish we would have played but didn't?
Wish we would have played.
Because we were talking about Saints Row 2 earlier.
Yeah, like that one, and I suppose like Left 4 Dead. That one just seems kind of cool. From what I've heard, they basically say, you know, if you're going to play it, you want to be able to play it like co-op online and, you know, get like four or five people in there or whatever it is. But I guess it can be a lot of fun.
That's one I'd buy for the PC if I got it because,
yeah,
you know, it'll
have a
good life and
probably,
it could be, you know,
yeah,
you can mod the maps and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should buy that.
Yeah, that's one that would probably be a good time. And I guess maybe even like Call of Duty World at War, I would have.
I've heard good things. I haven't heard anyone say, that game sucks.
Yeah, it got like really good reviews. I mean, it got almost as good of reviews as Call of Duty 4. And, yeah, I don't know. It seemed like it'd be kind of cool. It's like I'm more of a fan of the World War II era. And as I'm sure I've talked about on here before, but then it also has like the co-op play and the campaign and things like that, which would be kind of neat to check out in a Call of Duty game to be able to play co-op. And like Little Big Planet for the PS3, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
I'd like to check that out and see what is like. You know, you hear a lot about it, but it'd be neat to actually get in there and give it a shot.
Sounds a little dangerous. I mean, you get to make your own levels. I mean, have you ever looked on YouTube at the levels?
There's some people that have come up with some pretty crazy shit.
It seems like, you know, it's like, oh, crap, it's 4 in the morning
kind
of game, you know?
Yeah.
Did you see the the mechanical calculator level?
No.
Yeah, someone figured out a way to make a mechanical calculator using the things in the game.
Wow.
And it's like 20 stories tall. It's amazing.
Cool.
Yeah, that was in the beta, actually.
Jeez.
It was Charles Babbage's great-great-grandson.
Nice. Yeah, so that'd be cool.
Yeah, well, you said Far Cry 2 was pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
You bought that, right?
Yeah, I've got that.
Yeah, you should let me play that sometime.
Yeah, sure.
It.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. It's like an open-world FPS kind of sandbox game.
Far Cry
almost.
Was cool.
Yeah, so it's kind of neat. You're like in some war-torn African nation or something, running around kind of... Seems like you're almost kind of like how Clint was in A Fistful of Dollars, where you're kind of playing each side off against each other and stuff like that. And
get three coffins ready. Fuck with my car.
Yes. But it has some neat effects, like where it has like day and night and weather effects and things like that. And so like if you're going to like storm into some camp, you can like kind of hang out and wait till nightfall if you want to, and then kind of sneak in and stuff like that. It's got some neat stuff to it.
Yeah, that was one thing. Well, maybe you can tell me if it's the same. In Far Cry 1, you could, attack something several different ways.
Yeah.
Because the world was big enough, instead of, like, the, you know, Call of Duty tunnels, so to speak.
Yeah, this thing, you can come at a camp from, like, any direction you want and use different tactics and
all sorts of
stuff. It's pretty cool. Because they'll have, you know, like, gas cans and things, so you can, like, you know, shoot them from afar and blow shit up and create like diversions that way and things. So
I think if I was to buy a game, I think I would buy Left 4 Dead before I'd buy Call of Duty 5.
Yeah.
Just
it's different, you know.
Yeah.
The thing that was kind of cool about that from what I've read is that it sounds like it's, I don't know how to say it. It's more about like survival, like staying alive as long as you can. You know, more so than just kind of like fighting your way through zombies. It's almost kind of like you get holed up in a house and they keep coming and you just gotta like hang out.
Yeah, there's different stages and they're kind of represented as movies.
Yeah, so that kind of a neat angle to it that way, and I'm sure that'll lend itself well to downloadable content in the future, because they can just, you know, bring out a new episode or whatever.
Oh, I should have like, you know, told my family to buy me that for Christmas. Completely forgot about that. Christmas, you can get crap.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not too late. It's not too late!
Well, there were two other cool games I played this year, I guess, that I'd forgotten about. Xbox Live Arcade games, Castle Crashers and Braid.
Braid!
Were both pretty cool. So,
if you haven't played Braid, play it.
Yeah, it's definitely worth checking out. It's like, just download the demo, and then once you do that, you'll want to buy it. And Castle Crashers is a lot of fun, too. It's a cool, like, multiplayer, just kind of hack and slash game. So,
yeah, it was a lot of fun. I know it got played a lot back in the day.
Yeah.
I think you and Dave are pretty much any time I went by the living room, you guys were playing that for like at least a week.
Yeah. Because yeah. Yeah, I'd go down there and Dave would be playing it, or he'd be sitting there and he'd be like, Castle Crashers? And it's like, yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, it was a good game. I mean, much better than Alien Hominid, which was way too difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah, Braid was really good too. I mean, it's cool to see a lot of these original games in Xbox Live Arcade and, you know, be quite viable.
Yeah, there's people coming up with some neat stuff, so.
And, you know, it's like $15, but.
Yeah, wasn't that like two guys made that game and then they bought the music or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Braid did, yeah. So there's like a programmer and an artist. And, yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I agree, those were cool arcade games. And, of course, 2008 came and went without Duke Nukem Forever coming out.
But Chinese Democracy came out.
Don't ever try to tell me! Blah, 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 blah! Yeah, I think if Duke Nukem ever comes out, it should have a Chinese Democracy song on it.
Pretty much.
Apparently Chinese Democracy didn't really sell.
Yeah, I was wondering, I haven't seen any sales numbers, but they only brought it out in Best Buys, which was kind of weird.
AC/DC's album only came out in Walmart.
That was Walmart, yeah.
God, the first week sales, I think Chinese Democracy was like 300,000 or 400,000 copies, and first week sales of that Black Ice was like 1.1 million.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't believe
that.
Yeah, so yeah, first week, AC/DC released a platinum album, and yeah.
Well, 300,000 or 400,000 for Chinese Democracy, I guess that's not terrible.
I don't think it's really what they wanted.
Well, it's probably not what they wanted.
It's also probably one of the most expensive albums ever made. I mean, I don't see how it couldn't be. I'm sure Michael Jackson's made some pretty expensive, but...
Yeah, I'm sure those sales aren't what they wanted, but I guess they're... I don't know what I would have expected it to sell, but I didn't expect it to sell a million or anything like
that. Yeah, I was looking it up, and... Yeah, and I saw that, and, you know, it's like, well, yeah, it was a Best Buy exclusive, but then they talked about the AC/DC one, and it's like, I mean, sure, there's a lot more Walmarts than Best Buys, but damn, that's quite a disparity.
That's insane that a freaking, I guess Back in Black or whatever is, like, what, the second highest selling album ever or something like that?
Really?
Yeah, it's, like, one of the very top selling albums of all time, and, yeah, so, I don't know, I guess there's
more than ABBA Gold?
Apparently.
ABBA Gold sold a lot of copies.
What is the number one selling
album? It's Thriller still.
Thriller is? Yeah, the AC/DC album, I don't know where I saw this. It was like a couple months ago, but it was...
Look, there's an interweb right here.
Wow. But I think it was like 25 or 26 million copies that album sold. It was just something obscene.
Aperture Science. We do what we must because we can. All right.
That's just crazy.
We'll use Wikipedia because it's always accurate. Yeah, it's right up there. Damn.
Yeah, what is it for sales?
You're right, it is. According to this, it's the second biggest album of all time. Yeah. That's hard to believe.
Do they have sales numbers on it? It just says how many... Oh, shit, it's even more copies than I thought.
According to Wikipedia, the best, you know, source on the internet, like 42 million copies of...
Jesus.
I mean, I can believe, like, this.
Oh, and yeah, The Bodyguard. I forgot about that. Yeah, that one was huge, too.
Oh, wow, look at the Shania Twain.
Look at Thriller, over 100 million.
That's a good album!
No wonder that dude had more money than he knew what to do with all these years. Holy shit.
Wow, the Dirty Dancing soundtrack was, like...
Yeah, that one's way up there, too.
Wow, look at this.
Where's ABBA Gold?
Oh, there it is!
Yes!
26 million copies.
Don't ever try to tell me!
Yeah, I don't think Chinese Democracy is going to get up there.
Oh, the Spice Girls. Wow, this must be worldwide.
Yeah, I think that's worldwide numbers, because those are some pretty big numbers.
Jeez. That many for Back in Black? Well, I suppose that was back before AC/DC started parodying themselves, so maybe Back in Black comes with these songs. Hell's Bells, Shoot to Thrill, What Do You Do for Your Money, Honey, Give the Dog a Bone, Let Me Put My Love Into You, and of course, the signature song, Back in Black, and of course, You Shook Me All Night Long, which was one of three songs written by AC/DC.
Have a Drink on Me.
Huh.
Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution.
Damn.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
Where's old Garth Brooks? Dark Side of the Moon. Wow, the Bodyguard soundtrack. 42 million copies. Jesus. The Backstreet Boys are on there.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Saturday Night Fever. 40 million copies.
Wow. Lots of 8 tracks.
That's amazing. Wow, Celine Dion's on here more than a person would think. And of course Shania Twain.
Yes.
Bitch. Well, now everyone knows how much albums have sold. I would not have guessed that one.
Yeah, I was surprised too, but it was kind of like when I think I read about that when they announced that whole AC/DC track pack thing for Rock Band, and all these people were like, well, AC/DC is huge, you know, they're one of the biggest bands of all time and all this stuff, and it's like, oh, what the hell ever, and people are like, well, look at the sales, and so you go and look it up, and it's like, holy crap.
Yeah, seriously, if we were like at that trivia night that we never go to anymore, and like if the question was, what is the second biggest selling album of all time, everyone would be like, oh, well, Thriller, and then...
And nobody would have listened
to
me.
No one would have. No. Yeah, no one would have listened to you, of course.
It would have been like Gerald Ford.
No, I'm going to put down your mom. Your mom wasn't even a president.
The answer is Gerald Ford. Those were good times.
Yeah. That just made me think of those pretzels that were on the antenna, or the antenna.
Remember that Brett Favre bitch?
Brett Favre! I love you, Brett Favre! I'm a bitch! I burned all my Packers jerseys in effigy last night! Yeah! I made an effigy of Aaron Rodgers! Truth be told, the Packers haven't done really well this year, but I'm still a bitch!
Oh, God. Inside joke for those of you out there listening.
Yeah, but like 42 million albums for Back in Black, but then Thriller was like 100 or more.
It's not even close.
That's ridiculous. Remember that video that Rick Baker did the makeup for, where he turned into a werewolf?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That video had to be, really cheap.
It's not. Yeah, there's a YouTube video where they have a montage of the most expensive videos ever, and that's actually not on there.
Really?
His video for Bad is, which I think has Wesley Snipes in it, but but at least at that, well, the top video of all time, the most expensive one, was a Michael Jackson video, but. It was actually from History.
That History one, yeah.
Even though I think it's been beat now. There's the group, is it 30 Seconds to Mars?
Oh, yeah.
Has a song, and I think they did it in China using like the Chinese army, and it was like a $13 million music video.
Jesus.
So it beat the Scream music video from History by about $8 million.
My God.
And if you see the Scream video, I mean, it looks freaking expensive, too. I mean, it's... Obviously spent a lot of money. Will Smith has a couple, too.
Got $13 million for a freaking music video. There's movies that... Well, anymore, it's rare for a movie to cost that little, but there's some that get made for less than that. Like independent films, sometimes. Jesus.
We should do a podcast where we just talk about music sales. Remember when The Bodyguard came out, though? That Whitney Houston song.
That thing was
huge. That bought her a lot of cocaine.
Yeah, it did. That kept Bobby Brown on the hook for quite a while.
Bobby Brown. Figo and Master Evil, he got my boys, and ain't legal. You remember from Ghostbusters 2?
Oh.
Did you see the trailer for the Ghostbusters game?
No.
It looks okay.
I've seen screenshots, and it looks like it could be cool.
It actually has the people in it. They seem a little limp, their voice acting. I mean, it's okay, but it just seems a little off.
Like stilted, kind of, or...
Just yeah, but I mean, it's them all right. I mean, even Bill Murray is in it.
Cool. Yeah, wasn't it like Rick Moranis was the only one they couldn't get or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, for whatever reason. So that means Sigourney Weaver's in it too?
I don't know. Probably not.
She should be.
Well, she's in everything else anymore. She like talks about the Earth and she like
has... Talks about the Earth.
And she has babies and baby mama.
Oh, that's and... right. I'm expecting... What? A social security check? Baby mama!
Oh, God.
Starring Sarah Palin.
Oh, that's right. Who apparently is the entertainer of the year.
Yes. You know, honestly, if I was Tina Fey, I would have voted for Sarah Palin.
Yeah,
I mean, look at how much she did for her.
It would have been a gold mine for 4 years.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, just out of thanks, you know?
Yeah, that's
because,
true.
Because, you know, now that she's gone, I mean, if Sarah Palin would have gotten in there, you know, Tina Fey could keep showing up, and now she's just back to being on 30 Rock, which is like 50th place or whatever.
Maybe she did vote for her.
I'm just saying she should have.
Yeah.
You know? Like Rush Limbaugh, I mean, you know, I'm sure he voted for Barack Obama.
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't he?
That's true.
I mean, he's like, yes, yes!
He's like, I haven't had anything to do for the last 8 years. I long for another sex scandal or something involving a Democrat.
Gimme, gimme, gimme! I thirst for blood! Obviously, he talks like that.
Oh, God. Yes, exactly like that. Him and Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sure you've heard quite enough of our Sarah Palin, Tina Fey commentary for one decade.
Republichick.
I'm going to have a baby at age 43. This is a great idea. I'm smart enough to be vice president.
I can see Russia from my country. I have foreign language.
Maybe
I have foreign policy experience.
Maybe she can be the new Rosetta Stone spokesperson. Hi, I'm Sarah Palin for Rosetta Stone. You betcha.
This'll teach you Russian in no time. You betcha.
When we were watching Die Hard the other night, because it's a Christmas tradition, and now it's on Blu-ray.
You mean Die Hard 2?
Die Hard 2, yeah. And old Fred Thompson was on there.
Oh, yeah.
See, he would have been a funny president.
Oh, yeah.
Because he sounds so distinct.
Yeah.
Didn't he have like a much younger Hollywood wife, too?
Yeah, she's like in her late 30s, I think, or something.
Yeah.
Some trophy wife.
He was like, well, I'm in the White House now, and I guess Russia, well, that dog won't hunt. I could see it from where I lived. It's really fun to do Fred Thompson impressions. I mean, I implore everyone to do it. All right. Well, I guess, so we've talked about the games we've liked this year. Sarah Palin, Tina Fey, federal deficits.
Rosetta Stone.
Well, Rosetta Stone, you know, is the fastest way to learn a new language. And they have about three different ads. They have a Michael Asshole Phelps ads.
Ugh, screw
and,
him.
I mean, I don't know him personally, but I'm just assuming.
He seems like a dick.
Yeah. And they have, like, old guy. And then they have Tits McGee.
Yep. That's right. We looked her up that one day to find out who she really is.
Yeah, I went to, like, Yahoo Answers, and someone had asked. He was like, who is the woman from the Rosetta Stone commercial? Then she has a name, of course. I can't remember what it was off the top of my head. And she had a MySpace, too. So,
yeah, that's right.
You know, we all, you know, since we're all fans of that commercial, we took a look at it. So.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
But it's a hell of a commercial.
Yep.
If I had, you know, $500-some to burn on Rosetta Stone stuff, I would. But
I know, that's expensive.
Yeah, it's...
Like whenever someone buys a Rosetta Stone, Tits McGee is like, money.
And an angel gets its wings.
Yep.
I should get work to buy that for me.
Oh, okay. I thought you had a friend named Work.
No. No, I just have a place I work at called Work.
Oh, yeah, because then you could talk to the person in Mexico easier.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That's obviously worth it.
Yeah. They might go for that. Because I'd be willing to do that. It'd be cool to learn another language anyway, so...
Yeah.
What the hell?
Like Chinese, you know, so in 50 years we know what our overlords are saying.
Yeah,
yeah, I just said that.
Yes, master.
Thank you, kind sir. Yeah. Oh, you just bought another 100 trillion of our debt.
Thank you, kind sir.
We came up with this idea that if we do Alien Hunter, the gag should be that the aliens have bought... have bought U.S. debt, and that's why the government's not doing anything about this.
That's right. Makes perfect sense.
Oh, God. All right, I think we should end this podcast before we get ourselves in any more trouble.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, this is Fred Thompson for the BenHeck.com podcast saying, remember to cook your Christmas goose well, or otherwise, well, your goose will cook you.
And get to the chopper!
I don't know how to be a good daddy!
And have a Merry Christmas!
Well, actually, here we could give him a Christmas present. We could just do Arnold impressions for like a minute.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to rip out your goddamn spine!
Oh, God. Let off some steam, Bennett!
California is broke!
Welcome to California!
When can you start? One of the best ones. Remember Total Recall? When at the end, when they're going to reprogram his brain into the chair, the guy says something to him, and he's like, fuck you. Like, just completely deadpan.
Oh, God.
Or it's not an Arnold line, but in Total Recall. You like Melina, don't you? Well, you get to fuck her every night. She's going to be Hauser's babe. It wasn't spoken by Arnold, but Arnold was nearby, thus giving it awesomeness.
He was being spoken too, so it all works out.
Oh, God.
Arnold is awesome.
Oh, he's hilarious.
Freeze. Hey. You're not sending me to the cooler. Hello, Mr. Bain.
Always winterize your pipes. That movie sucks, but it's awesome. See, oh. I don't see why people give that movie such a bad rap. It's just hilariously bad.
It is ridiculously bad. Entertaining in its own shitty way.
Batman and Robin, of course, we're talking about.
Yes. Oh, and of course, there's the classic slots.
Oh,
from Conan.
Oh, and don't forget in Batman, when Vivica Fox is trying to seduce him, he says, "My passion thaws for my bride alone."
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
oh, what was the thing about the lamentations of the women?
Oh, it's like, what are the best things in life?
It's like, crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentations of the women.
My master was born in a time of blood or something. Crom!
Oh, God.
God, we need more actors like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, Hollywood's going down the tubes.
I know. We just need more guys to pick up logs and shoot people and just say shit.
Yeah, just carry a tree around for no apparent reason. It's awesome. And then blow up an island at the end of the movie.
Do not disturb my friend. He's dead tired. Oh, God.
Yes.
Arnold. He should have been in Planet of the Apes. You know, when they're going to make it in the 90s, it was going to be Arnold. Get your
awesome.
Stinking paws off me, monkey man!
Oh, Arnold.
Okay, well, I think... Why not close in any more Arnold impressions, or...?
I think I'm good.
Oh, I forgot one.
Uh-oh.
Consider that a divorce.
Oh, yes. Oh, Arnold.
Okay.
So go see Eraser.
Yes!
because it rules.
Your luggage.
That is like one of my favorite Arnold movies.
And it's a very maligned Arnold movie, unfortunately.
Yeah, it kicks ass.
It's nonstop action.
Yeah, it's just awesome. Big deal if the alligators look fake.
Yeah, then like that thing shoots all the screws or whatever, and he has that screw stuck through his hand.
Yeah.
And he's like,
yes.
Get your ass to Mars. All right.
Screw you, Benny. Give these people air.
I got 5 mouths to feed.
Take them to the dentist.
Okay. Well, in the interest of saving hard drive space, I think we better cut this off. But yeah, have a happy holidays, and we'll talk to you in 2009.
Yes. Merry Christmas and stuff.